Welcome to America's Jobs Team. At Consultant Connect, we believe the greatest force for change is a job, but it requires amazing, talented economic developers. Each week, we will go deep with America's jobs heroes on their leadership journeys, with the belief that when leaders get stronger, their communities thrive.
Welcome to the America's Jobs Team podcast, powered by Consultant Connect and sponsored by Research on Investment in Gazelle AI. Today, we have Bob Leake, who is the president at Winston-Salem Business Incorporated. He has over 30 years' experience, and Bob works closely with local businesses and elected leaders to recruit new businesses to the community. He has some really great insights, and Bob's been doing this ever since college, so let's listen in.
Well, Bob, we really appreciate you taking the time today to join us on the America's Jobs Team podcast. I wanted to kind of dive right in. You know, economic development, it's not something that a lot of people say that they choose when they go to college. It's something that, you know, ends up in later in their career chooses them. I'm curious, what were your plans when you went to college and what were your career aspirations?
Well, that's always a great question. I went to college, studied business administration, thinking that I would probably, like a lot of my peers, get into sales or marketing or something like that with a big company and settle in and make that a career. And of course, you know, nothing ever works out like you think it's going to work out. And so, you know, right after about my senior year in college, I was trying to figure out exactly what I was going to do and had interviewed with a number of big companies, you know, for sales positions, et cetera. And got to talking to my dad one day. And a bit of backstory, my dad's an economic development professional and has been in the business since 1960. And so as we were having breakfast one morning over Christmas break, talking about my future, we started talking about economic development as a possible career path. And I think that was the first time that I realized that, hey, you know what? I think economic development might actually be something I would enjoy. And so went back to college. Took a couple of economic geography courses to balance out my business degree and got a job in economic development in Greenville, South Carolina back in 1981 and been doing it ever since.
No kidding. That's a great story. So I'm curious, what is your strongest personal quality and how does that play into your leadership in economic development?
I'd say mine probably is not going to be your most normal answer. I think my sense of humor probably plays into my leadership ability more than anything. I've always been told by my dad and other mentors out there that, you know, if you're not having fun doing what you're doing, then you probably ought to do something else. And I've kind of taken that to heart over the years. And so we try to have fun, obviously get the job done. But if you can do it with a sense of humor and you know, enjoy and laugh at what you're doing, I think you end up doing a much better job when you enjoy doing that.
Yeah, it all comes down to, you know, that enjoyment and fulfillment of what you're doing. And, you know, in economic development, you got to have a sense of humor with some of the things that you have to deal with, right?
Well, you do. I mean, if you don't, you'll go crazy because you can't make some of this stuff up.
So tell me about, you know, in your 31 years now or 30 years now of doing economic development, who's the best boss or leader that you've ever worked for? And what's maybe something that you've learned from them that's kind of, you know, helped you in your leadership?
Wow. I've had some really good mentors. I won't try to point to just one. You know, obviously it started with Dad because he took the time to kind of introduce me to the business. But early in my career, you know, just getting an opportunity to do economic development was a guy named Lynn Tisdall. He was my first boss. I was a very green entry-level economic developer, didn't know what I was doing. And he took the time to make sure that he took me on client calls and worked with me on you know, meeting the ally group and really starting to understand how the business worked. And that helped me a lot in that I was able to move up very quickly in economic development, being named an executive director when I was 23 in Rome, Georgia, where I had a really nice 3.5-year run. But probably the most direct impact mentor I had was a guy named Vic Flo here in Winston-Salem. He was my chairman back probably, you know, in the early 90s. And Vic is a car dealer, very successful gentleman. And, you know, he really kind of opened my eyes to more of a global impact of economic development. He was active at Wake Forest University, so he encouraged me to go back and get my MBA. He then encouraged me during that program to take a trip to China with the MBA school that I probably would not have gone on without his support. And, you know, he just kind of taught me that, you know, there's a bigger world out there than just kind of the southeast, which was the pond that I'd been most involved in my whole career. So I've had some great mentors along the way, and really appreciate their time in helping me become better at what I do.
That's really great.
So I'm curious, you know, in leadership, you know, it can be a grind. You know, we spend so much time, you know, trying to pour into others, pour into your organization, your community. What are some things that you're doing for yourself? And what are some things that, you know, renew your passion and energy?
Oh, man, that's another good one. And it varies, I think, depending on, for me, my stage in my career. You know, when I first started out, I made sure that I attended, you know, economic development, organizational opportunities like our state association, regional associations. I was fortunate that, you know, my boards always encouraged me to continue to improve myself by going to, you know, IATC, getting my certification and supporting that. But lately, you know, now that I'm, you know, well into my career, you know, that stuff is not nearly as important as actually just kind of taking time off, stepping away, you know, unplugging for a little bit of time. I go to the beach quite a bit with my family. Both my daughters are out of the home now, but I'm going to be a grandfather in May for the first time.
Wow, so that's congratulations. Cool.
And that's one of those things that I'm really looking forward to, you know, as far as growing. And then, you know, I think the other thing is kind of giving back. I've served in leadership roles in my state and regional organizations, and I really enjoy my role when I'm given the opportunity to mentor younger economic developers to try to help guide them, you know, into this industry because it is such a good one. And I had a lot of help along the way, and I want to kind of give back by doing that.
That's really great. So it sounds like you have a pretty, you know, pretty busy year ahead of you. So congratulations on being a grandfather for the first time. So I'm curious.
Yeah, that's going to be really cool. That's coming.
Yeah, tomorrow. That's awesome. Congratulations. So I'm curious, kind of as we kick off, you know, the new year and new decade, really, what is your word of the year? Is there focus of the year? What's something that you're really trying to hone in on in 2020?
Well, 2020 for us is going to be a little different in that my organization is actually getting ready to combine with our Chamber of Commerce. And so I think my word for 2020 is change, and it's positive change, and it is embracing change. But as we go forward through this year, we're going to be creating a new economic development organization for our community. And that's exciting. It's taking an existing industry group in the Chamber of Commerce, a recruiting group, which is what my organization does, and kind of blending them together to make a much stronger, more singularly focused economic development initiative for our community. And I am involved with the CEO of the Chamber in kind of leading that combination effort. So for 2020, the word is change.
That's really great. So I'm curious, one more question, then I want to get into some kind of fun rapid fire questions. But we live in a time where we have access to a lot of great leaders, and, you know, really at the touch of a button in our hands, you know, we can access, you know, a lot of great thoughts and inspiring speakers. Is there a leader or a celebrity or someone that you follow that, you know, you are trying to model your leadership more after? Or, you know, is there a mentor that you still have that you're trying to model after?
Not really. I can't point to any particular individual that I try to emulate. I think I'm fortunate in that, you know, when you're in economic development, typically you're involved with certainly at least elected and business leadership from across the spectrum. And I guess my answer to that question would simply be that, you know, I try to emulate, you know, the best that I see of the different leaders that I'm involved with. And that might be, you know, the ones that have great listening skills that, you know, could command the room if they open their mouth, but actually sit back and listen to what other people have to say before, you know, interjecting into the conversation. Innovative people. We have a number of business leaders that are way out on the edge in terms of creating opportunity, not only for their companies, but for the community. So looking at innovation and how to apply that in not only economic development, but in other things that we're doing throughout the community. So there's not really one particular leader or mentor out there that bubbles to the top, but I will tell you that I've been fortunate to be in front of and involved with a number of really strong leaders over my career.
Well, that's what's great is you can pick the greatest things about multiple different leaders and almost to build a leader in a sense. So that's really a great idea.
What's really interesting about leaders too is when you watch them, you know, they're very different. You know, you can put 10 or 12 or 15 in a room and they all act differently. They all have a different presence you know, but at the end of the day, they all seem to get back to the same place. And that is, you know, what's positive for the community and how can we kind of marshal our efforts and our specialties to help get that done.
Sure thing.
Well, we want to have a little bit of fun here because that's what we do at Consultant Connect. So we have a list rapid fire questions, and we want to just go ahead and ask those. And we want you to give you the first answer, real quick, simple two-word answers. And are you ready?
Yeah, sure. Let's go.
Awesome. First car.
1968 MGB.
Nice. Favorite color?
Blue.
Favorite book?
Wow, read a lot of books. I'd say one of the ones that I really have enjoyed over time is The Kite Runner.
Kite Runner. Okay, great. Best mm-hmm. concert you've ever been to?
Gosh, I've been to a lot of those too, but about 2 years ago, I went to see Chicago and the Doobie Brothers together.
Very cool. Yeah. Tacos or pizza?
Pizza.
Text or call?
Ooh, call.
Digital or print news?
Print.
Got to go back a while on this one. Favorite band in high school?
Oh, that's easy. Three Dog Night.
Nice. Guilty
First
Pleasure
everyone
TV show. Oh, no kidding. Guilty Pleasure TV show.
Grey's Anatomy.
And movie you can watch over and over again.
Top Gun.
Oh, one of my favorites. Are you ready for the sequel?
Yeah, but it won't be as good. You know,
hope they don't ruin it.
That's they never are. It'd be like, yeah, I know. But Top Gun's fantastic.
Well, love to end on that, Bob. We really appreciate you taking the time to join us on the podcast today, and we wish you a really great 2020.
Well, thank you. Same to you. I appreciate what you do, and let's make 2020 a great year.
Thanks, Bob.
Hey, Nick, we've talked a lot about an upcoming event that's near and dear to our heart, C2 University here at Consultant Connect. But I know that you have been reaching out to individuals and slots are starting to fill up. So can you remind the listening audience what they might need to know about C2 University and especially the nitty-gritties on how to get registered?
Yeah, we're really excited for C2 University this year. This is really a forward-thinking economic development event. And I think this is what we're really excited about is it's an opportunity to, you know, learn some new ideas about economic development from some of the top economic development leaders in the industry. So it's just going to be a really great group of people based on, you know, who's already signed up and who, you know, some of the speakers that we have coming in to, you know, really lift up and pour into, you know, our economic development clients. So we're really excited. You can visit www.c2university.com. That's C and then the number 2, university.com. Or email me is an easy way to get some more information. Nick, N-I-C-K, at consultantconnect.org. This is going to be a really, really great event. It's our first year doing it, but we have such an impactful lineup ready for everybody that attends. I can't believe it, but we are heading into our 5th annual economics event. And for the first time ever, we are heading out west. We're going to Phoenix, Arizona, the Scottsdale area, actually, but Phoenix. So it's an opportunity for you, if you haven't been before, to learn and meet from 24 great site consultants. You'll have an opportunity for group meetings with just about all of them. And we'll have great panel discussions with the site consultants, as well as a couple of great leadership components so that, you know, you can help lead your community and organization. So it's a great event. If you haven't been before, it's going to be December 8th and 9th. Visit www.economics.me to sign up, or you can email me, N-I-C-K, at consultantconnect.org. So that's coming up again, December 8th and 9th. Early bird pricing goes through May 25th, so sign up today.
Hey everyone, this is Faye Davis, and I am here today with Ann Peterson for 60 Seconds with a Site Consultant. Ann, when you reflect on the last year, is there a community that you visited that really stood out to you, and what did they do to stand out?
Yeah, absolutely there is. So I had the chance to spend some time in Buffalo, New York, and historically what I once thought of as a very sort of tired industrial area of the state really surprised me with its arts, its culture, venture capital funding initiatives, their incredible focus on tech and STEM education, just really, really incredible engagement by both the community and business leaders to elevate the community to something great. So I would encourage all of you out there to check out Invest Buffalo Niagara for more information on what I would consider this community is really just great, incredible transformation.
Thanks for sharing that. And thanks for sharing your knowledge on today's segment of 60 Seconds with a Site Consultant.
Hey, I have Steven Jast from Research on Investment, and he's here with me. And Steve, I have a question. You're the founder of two different companies, Research on Investment, known as ROI, and Gazelle.ai. Hey, how are they different?
We get asked that question a lot, Nick. ROI, Research on Investment, is a service-based company that surveys targeted companies to qualify their interest to expand to a specific region. We'll then schedule a meeting between qualified leads and our economic development clients. ROI actually uses Gazelle AI as our principal data source to assess addressable markets and build lists of companies for outreach. So in a nutshell, Gazelle AI is an AI-powered database, and ROI Research on Investment is a lead generation service.
Gotcha. Cool. Well, thanks a lot, Steve. I know a lot of our listeners had a question kind of between the two. So if anyone has any more questions, Steve is happy to take your call or email. You can reach Steve at sjast, S-J-A-S-T, at gazelle.ai.